Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
At Lowe's, loyalty is royalty. With Christmas right around the corner, treat yourself for less during the holiday season. Rewards members get early online-only access to Black Friday doorbuster deals on Thanksgiving Day, like the Hisense side-by-side fridge, just $799. Not a member? Join for free today. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid 11/27 only on Lowe's.com. Member only doorbusters and midnight Eastern. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Spiegel and Holmes.
Go ahead, listeners. Get that stirred up.
All right. Well, it's definitely stirred up now. You know, you're on the.
He's the best.
No, you know, I don't know. Nobody listens to me. That's fine.
But, this is the most popular radio show in Chicago.
Well, so. I know. Okay. You said it, Lawrence, not me, but.
We'll send you the book.
Yeah, send me the book.
Afternoons on the Score.
Great week so far, as short as it's been. Guys have come in and really handled the short week well so far. So we'll get on the field today. We'll see what it looks like. But a lot of information thrown their way in a short period of time and working on getting our bodies as ready as we possibly can for Friday. So, but we're in a good spot right now. Excited about this opportunity.
That's Ben Johnson today talking about the Eagles game on Friday. It's Spiegel and Gabe Ramirez on the Spiegel and Holmes show here on The Score. Tyler Ferengul, Baby T, is here. Baby T, I'm going to need you for the rest of this hour to refer to yourself only in the third person.
Baby T understands.
Thank you very much. Can you do that?
Oh, wow.
Do you think you can do that?
Baby T can do that.
All right, good.
Wow.
That's just for Mark Grody.
That's great.
Has requested that. So, you know, it's very important. And Alex Kuhn is here. Alex, I'm going to need you to refer to yourself. No, I
in the second.
Baby T, who's your least favorite football team?
Baby T's least favorite football team is those dreaded Green Bay Packers.
This is great.
The Packers! Got them tomorrow. Baby T's rooting against the Packers tomorrow, like most people are, I think. A spirited open after a spirited conversation yesterday about that. But Friday is the main course. Thanksgiving, but an appetizer. Friday is the game. The Eagles, overall, all time, Chicago owns a 29-17-1 advantage over the Eagles. That includes postseason. Okay. But I think we all know that the Eagles game that lingers is.
DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands, or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
The double doink.
No, oh, I was at that game.
Were you really?
At Soldier Field. The story goes like this, Speaks. I am
kneeling down because I don't want to watch. I was drunk. I was like, I can't watch this. And I go to kneel down and I hear the everybody cheer. So I'm like, we did it. And then they're like, no, they called the timeout. So as I'm like, because I'm drunk, trying to figure out what I'm doing. And then I'm like trying to go back down to recreate what I had just did. All I hear is, oh, and I'm like, wait, wait. And they're like, he hit the upright. And I'm like, no. So I missed. I like kind of saw, kind of missed. And then I ended up getting into a fight with a Philadelphia Eagles fan. I know. We're not condoning fighting.
No, no, no. Of course you're not. This guy's ass. It's not like you're proud of it. No, you're just telling the truth about what happened. Just,
we got a victory at some point of the night.
So he got a double doink to the face. Yes,
I can neither confirm
or the chest
deny.
Or the arm. Maybe?
I don't know if there's something open for me right now. So, but
you were unhappy.
It was a game that broke your heart for sure, or your hand
and your hand. It was a game that broke your heart.
I was drunk.
A fight that broke your hand.
Not proud of it. Not proud.
Oh man, but this is the real deal. This matchup is the real deal. We all know that the Eagles are kind of a mess internally.
And have been,
and maybe with the coaching staff, but they've had moments where they've been a mess in previous years too. AJ Brown has been spicy and barking about getting the ball a lot of times in his career. It's just kind of part of his profile. But anyway, what we also know is that this team is really, really talented, like beasts all over the offensive line. And we'll see if Lane Johnson is healthy enough to play. Beasts all over the defensive line. Like, we can talk about the coaches and we can talk about the skill positions and, you know, further back, but just know that on the line of scrimmage is a real ass test. You got Jalen Carter and Jordan Davis in the middle of that defensive line. Good luck to that big three that you went out and got in the offseason that's been playing their ass off. But this is a real, real serious matchup, isn't it, Gabe?
Yeah, and think when you're looking at this game, and obviously people talk about the trenches often, and this one's certainly going to come down to that. But I've been trying to put myself in a mind frame when it comes to Friday, right? Because we've seen success throughout the season, 8 victories, 8 happy Mondays. And then all of a sudden you're thinking, okay, well, what's going to happen on Friday? How am I going to set myself up? What are my expectations for this? And, you know, I'm reminding myself that sometimes you have to be heartbroken on the way to becoming a real contender, right? So you don't just wake up one day and you're a contender if you're the Chicago Bears. There's heartbreak along the way.
Well, let's think about that for a second. Let's pause. Sure. Because it does happen in the NFL that teams all of a sudden become good and become playoff teams. But to truly be great and to truly be like a Super Bowl contender, you're saying that there is kind of a step process that you probably got to take.
Especially when you want to do it consistently year in and year out, right? You're not trying to build the one-hit wonder. You want a catalog of music that you can rely on when you're doing shows when you're 50 trying to fill the stands. And that's where the Bears are at. So for me, it's like I want them to win. I hope they win. You know, I'm picturing the upset. I'm picturing Caleb do well. But, you know, I got to be honest with where the team is at in the present, right? The Eagles are a Super Bowl contending team, won it. And so the Bears are... they're not there yet. They're close, but they're not at that tier. So that's where the heartbreak comes in, Speaks, is that you're anticipating it because at some point this season we're going to get a heartbroken. Maybe it's in Philly. Maybe it's in the playoffs. There's going to be a moment where like that magic runs out for the Chicago Bears. Mm-hmm. But you have to say, you can't say, that's it. Oh, that's it. Oh, we lost to the Eagles.
You feel like that heartbreak could be coming on Friday?
Well, see, the difference is that whereas in years past it was heartbreak and hopelessness. This year, it's heartbreak, but it's not. I'm hopeful, right, about this Bears team. And I think that's what I'm prepared for on Friday. I have to prepare myself for heartbreak, but I am hopeful for this squad for the future. When I think about Ryan Poles, Ben Johnson, what they've established here in the city in a short period of time, it is not to go out and win the Super Bowl this year. It is to change the culture of the Bears. This is not the old Bears. To give the fan base an opportunity to rewire your thinking about this team. And I think that's where I'm at. I don't want to be like, oh, see, I told you they suck. No.
It's interesting. Well, yeah, I think you're connecting to the way that we've been describing this year. This is the bonus year. This is like Cubs 2015.
Yes.
This is the year before. It's like what, Blackhawks 2009 or 2010?
And you're hoping it's not White Sox 2020. where then, like, it, you know, you kind of go off a cliff after that.
Yeah. Know? But, like, this is the year before you're expected to truly be great. You're kind of thought to be, oh, maybe they could be next. Or, like, but, oh, I didn't expect this to be this good. To your point, by the way, Ben Johnson's goal for year one, and I know this as fact, was to flip the culture.
Yeah.
Not like to figure out whether Caleb is a stud or not. Caleb's in year two of a contract. They got next year as well to figure that out. No, the goal in year one was to set a standard and flip the culture. And that has happened. Like, that's a win in the big picture. Yeah. So, well, let me ask you directly then.
Sure.
If they lose on Friday and you have that pang, that familiar pang of like, damn it, we're just not good enough. Is it not going to hurt as much?
Well, because I think in years past, like let's say like the Commanders game, you then think that it's over. Everything's going to topple over and it will continue to be bad. The cynic in you is going to come out because you are a Bears fan and that's what happens. But I think that's what's different this year, where you can lose this game and then you can listen to what Coach Wanstead said earlier on the show with us, that it will be just one game. And they'll be able to look at it and see the areas that of need for the Chicago Bears, that they're a little depleted. And I think that's the coolest thing about this game, is that you can lose this game to the Eagles. I do think they're going to – obviously, I'm a meatball fan. I think they're going to win. But if you lose, as a Bears fan, you can just point to areas that you're like, oh, damn, in the offseason, if we get another this, and in the draft, if we get this, this team in particular is going to be dangerous. And I think that's what the takeaway should be if you end up losing on Friday.
All right, interesting. It feels like you're setting yourself up for a potential moral victory, a potential preemptive moral victory feeling that you might be able to have with this one. And we can throw open the phone lines. Let's throw open the phone lines in case anybody's around here on a Wednesday before Thanksgiving. Could you see yourself feeling okay if they represent well but lose? How about if they, you know, is that part of it? If they play okay and lose, 312-644-6767. If you want to hop in and talk about it, phone lines are open. If you want to text, you can do that as well. Because it's interesting to me, Gabe, I've done a lot of talking about moral victories. Like when they were bad,
right?
You know, last year and the year before, but really the year before, I flat out set up a moral victory. We would have moral victory chicken, you know, on a Monday.
That's great.
Because it would be like, all right, was Justin Fields good? Did Ryan Poles' draft acquisitions have a good day? Did Matt Eberflus and his staff show you that they deserve to be thought of in a professional manner? Those three things. And I would take, if you got two out of three, all right, we'll call it a moral victory. I don't know what that would look like for this necessarily. What does a moral victory look like on Friday? What does a loss look like that still is a moral victory on Friday?
And it's interesting, right? Because the moral victories that you're talking about, you had to look for those because actual victories were few and far between. But now the victories are there, right? So the measuring stick becomes a little bit different. And as you mentioned, right, Chicago Fire, I do the soccer stuff.
Yeah.
And sometimes in soccer, you can tie with a team and it still be looked at as a victory, right? Because you tied a really good team.
Sure.
So they look at it like, damn, we should have won that game, but we tied. So they're mad. But you on the other side or the other opposing team is like, whew, we just tied one of the better teams in the league. So there's moral victories there. And I think that's what I'm looking for the Chicago Bears. Do I want them to win? Absolutely. Do I want Caleb to throw for 300 yards and four touchdowns? Of course. Kyle Manunga, DeAndre Swift, touchdowns? Yes. But they have a defense. They're defending Super Bowl champions. So to me, it's like, where before you were like, can you not get embarrassed a couple of years ago? That was the bar for the Chicago Bears.
Yeah.
Then it was lose close games. Don't get blown out, right? And now it's when you're playing the best teams in the league, don't get embarrassed, right? Like if you're close enough to that threshold, then you can say if a team that's on the rise, they can be in that conversation next year.
So what does it look like? So a moral victory Friday. Hold on, let's think about it.
One score loss.
Okay, so yes, I mean, so a close enough loss, a one score loss.
Well, got to be one score.
But what if they
can't like, be 10? Nope, but, don't want it.
What if there's a late accidental touchdown that makes it 9, and all of a sudden that ain't
Bears
should
have scored more points. No. One score has got to be it because okay, if it's 10 points, then it's you're not on their level.
Okay.
If it's one score, it's you're pieces away from their
all
level.
All right, so we can narrow this down, but let's go ahead and talk about it. One score loss. How about this?
Saquon Barkley got a rush for less than 110.
But I mean, he's averaging so much less than that.
That's you why know? You got. That's why you got to do it.
Call
right?
it. Call it a
lean
hundo.
On you.
Call
right,
it a hundo.
Got to be less than a hundo.
Saquon Barkley less than a hundo.
Right. Explosive okay? plays got to be minimal. You know they're going to go Devontae Smith over the top. You know
Devontae Smith might not play. So probably AJ Brown.
Okay.
Okay. But so all right. But so defense. I mean, you're thinking on defense. I mean, you can't allow more than, what, 25 points? 20 points?
It's got to be. 25? Got to be up there. That's defending Super Bowl champs. This is 20, what I'm saying,
I'd call it 24. Speaks. 24 points or less.
Like, allowed. If the defense can't stop Philadelphia, but the offense can get close enough, then sure. You can say, okay, we're close, you know?
Right, right. Well, I mean, let's look at what the Eagles average. Okay, points per game, they're averaging 23.2. So look, I kind of nailed it with the 24.
Right.
So
there.
Let's hold them to their average at the very least.
Can you get an interception on Jalen Hurts? Only has one. You know, can you do that? Because then I could say, okay, I believe in your defense. It's not fluky.
Yeah, but no, but one interception, one game is too fluky for me to lean
okay.
on.
Okay.
So I refute that one. Let's go to offense. What does Caleb need to do? How about a quarterback rating of 95? Something 90.
That's high. For 90? Him, that's high for him lately.
Well, I mean, he's at like 90.
Can plus. I get him over? Can I get him over 57% completion percentage?
Oh man, how about over 60? How about over 60?
That's a tough ask. That's a hard ask.
But he's had 7 games where he's been under 60. They're 7-0 in those games, which is crazy.
That's
insane.
Well, that's why they ran the rock in those instances.
Yeah, yeah.
right.
No, I think there's a Caleb number.
Two
in
touchdowns.
There.
I need 2 touchdowns
from Caleb.
Yes,
but I mean, but need 2 them. Again. That number. So it's got to be. I mean, it'll be the eye test. Did Caleb look overwhelmed? I want to see him not try to be a hero over and over. I want to see him execute the offense. Right. So how do we say this? I want to see him. I think let's go quarterback rating. I want to see him with a quarterback rating. Call it 93. Okay.
Cairo Santos maximum 2 field goals. Is that fair?
Why? Well, so they haven't like.
So they get some touchdowns.
So they get touchdowns.
Some touchdowns. So maximum
so
2 field goals.
You want to see some red zone percentage. Yes. All right. Well, let's go to the phone lines and we can help kind of. If you want to text in things that would help you have it feel like a moral victory, that's pretty interesting to me. Phone lines are open 312-644-6767. This is Scott in South Elgin. You're on the Score with Spiegs and Gabe. What's up, Scott?
Hey, good evening, boys.
What's going on?
Thinking about how I would have felt about being 8-3 before this season started going into Black Friday.
Yeah, unbelievable.
And I'd have been pretty damn elated.
Like, you are. Okay, present tense, you are.
So now they're coming into this game where I think what ruined everything for the season was the Vikings game in game 1. It was a nationally televised game. It was a game the Bears were supposed to win, and they just came out flat. They didn't get it done. But now, they pulled all these wins together, stacking wins. And now what's gone up? The arrow's going up. But I don't think they're going to win tomorrow.
So it's Friday. See? So it if they lose but play well, is that can you forecast a moral victory for yourself?
Yeah. Oh, absolutely.
All right.
See? And that was a positive absolutely. That was like...
That was an easy
after
one.
A loss.
Yeah.
That was like... I've never seen somebody happier about talking about a loss.
That was an easy one for him. Jake in Ravenswood, you're on the Score with Spiegs and Gabe. What's up, Jake?
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Good, man.
I think the question was about moral victories. I think if it's a one-score game, offense looks solid. If you know, we're limiting turnovers of Caleb, I'd say, doesn't have a turnover and offense, you know, if he's more accurate on his passes. Along with the defense, I would say the number I put out there is if we hold him to under 27-28, I feel pretty good about it. And, if we show, like, a complete game, I'm fine with a moral victory, honestly. I mean, I feel like it's already gravy. We're 8-3, didn't expect to be here. So, if it's a close game, I'm fine with that. The Eagles obviously are a great team, even though they got some drama. So, those are my thoughts, and appreciate you guys putting on a great show, and hope y'all have a great Thanksgiving.
Hey, Jake, you too, man. Thank you. Appreciate it. One score game. I'm going to take his number down and put it right there at 24 because the Eagles like are averaging 23.6. So call it, hold the Eagles to their average.
Can I get a long drive, like a 10 play, 6 minute drive? Can I get one of those?
Man, you know that'll feel good.
Yeah, that's it.
Because you see that. We've seen 14 plays, 75 yard drives that take 8 minutes. You want to see them. That's what it is. You want to see them be able to control the ball and be themselves, show their identity. Can you run the ball against the Eagles on the road, man? You want to see moments of that. I totally agree. I'm going to give you that.
Where's the ball?
I'm going to give you showcasing your identity by running the ball, right? And that's a sort of a soft conversation, but a long drive will do that.
Can we throw in don't get out coached? Like, you know what I mean? We're talking about, because you finally have a coach where it should be, you guys did the same, and then you just had more talent than we did.
It's an interesting question.
I don't want Nick Sirianni to, you know, pull some stuff out, or Vic Fangio to just outcoach Ben. Like, you know what I mean? I don't want to get outcoached.
You want to feel like Ben measures up as a head coach. That
well said.
Well, so how about this? Think about it. He's been a really good game manager this year. Right? You're watching this. You are not seeing, like, what the hell is he thinking? So good game management, solid game management from Ben is really good.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media, and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life, and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
At Lowe's, loyalty is royalty. With Christmas right around the corner, treat yourself for less during the holiday season. Rewards members get early online-only access to Black Friday doorbuster deals on Thanksgiving Day, like the Hisense side-by-side fridge, just $799. Not a member? Join for free today. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid 11/27 only on Lowe's.com. Member only doorbusters and Midnight Eastern. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.